Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, the Joker's home. Fans greet Novak Djokovic with open arms as he touches down in Serbia. Rapid test relief. More than 1 million kits flown into New South Wales. A body recovered after the tsunami disaster in Tonga. A family left heartbroken. HSC blunder. Results published early, giving thousands of students a sneak peek. And Ash Barty hits the ground running at the Australian Open.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. Novak Djokovic has received a hero's welcome after touching down in Serbia. The tennis champ was greeted by supporters waving flags at Belgrade Airport.
This is a big shame for Australia, for their people, for their politicians. I think they should be all be ashamed of themselves.
There are now serious doubts as to whether Djokovic will be allowed to play in the French Open in May. The country's sports ministry has stated he won't be exempt from new laws requiring people to have a certificate of vaccination to enter public places. As Australian authorities struggle to make contact with Tonga, it's been revealed the tsunami disaster has claimed the life of a British woman. Let's go live now to Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. Her family confirmed the news.
They did, Jodie. Good morning. Confirming the news they had feared after reporting her missing. Animal welfare charity founder Angela Glover was washed away with her husband by the powerful waves trying to help some dogs to safety. Her husband survived clinging to a tree, but Angela couldn't be saved. Her brother Nick paying tribute to his sister, saying his family was broken by the news.
She's beautiful. She was absolutely a ray of sunshine that she would walk into a room and just lighten the room up. She loved animals and dogs particularly. And, you know, the uglier the dog, the more she loved it.
The damage caused by the undersea volcanic eruption is starting to become clearer after New Zealand and Australia were able to send military surveillance flights to the area. Communications in Tonga remain cut off after the tsunami caused damage to the only submarine cable that connects the island nation to the rest of the world. Australia is prepared to send humanitarian flights if required, but any assistance will be difficult due to Tonga's almost COVID-free status and strict quarantine requirements. Jodie?
Okay, Taylor Aiken, thank you. More than 1 million highly sought-after rapid antigen tests have arrived in Sydney and 15 million more are on their way. Government workers and schools will get priority access to the swabs as demand skyrockets. It comes as New South Wales braces for a surge in COVID-related deaths. In an effort to ease pressure on the health system, the government has added an extra 270,000 appointments at vaccine hubs this week. Victoria might have reached the peak of its Omicron outbreak. The state's chief health officer is predicting infections may flatten and fall within weeks. More than 22,000 cases were reported yesterday.
There's a lot of uncertainty, but I do think we're reasonably close to peak if we're not at peak already. Clearly, the picture from around the world, South Africa peaked in a reasonably short period of time.
But experts say hospitalisations won't reach their peak until next month. In a win for teachers, Queensland's school year will be shortened by a week. Students were going to sit for an extra 5 days in December to make up for a delayed start to term one. But the state government has backflipped on the decision after pushback from unions, saying teachers weren't happy with that plan.
I am satisfied that the full curriculum can now be delivered in the condensed semester.
Queensland has marked its single deadliest day of the pandemic, with 7 deaths recorded. A man has now been charged over a frantic chase across Sydney's west. The disqualified driver is accused of weaving through traffic in a stolen truck, resisting arrest and assaulting officers. Police deployed road spikes and fired non-lethal bullets into the windscreen during the hours-long pursuit. The 33-year-old will face court this morning. Thousands of HSC students have had a sneak peek at their results in New South Wales after the Distinguished Achievers List was accidentally posted online. Marks aren't supposed to come out until Thursday, but at around 4 p.m. yesterday, the names of students who scored 90% or above in any subject were posted on the New South Wales Education Standards website. The list was taken down within hours. Crews are still hopeful of finding a missing 9-year-old girl alive as the bushland search in the Blue Mountains enters a fifth day. Charlize Mutton disappeared from a Mount Wilson property last week, sparking a huge rescue effort with hundreds of volunteers now involved. Investigators are being guided by a survival expert who's analysing the tough terrain. Charlize's school has posted online, "We are very much thinking of Charlize and her family and hope she is found safely as soon as possible." Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved a breakthrough drug used to treat ovarian cancer. The oral pill, known as Zejula, improves survival rates for women with the disease by at least 30%. Every day, 4 women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and statistics show 3 of them will die from it. This new treatment can be given to any patient whose cancer responds to chemotherapy. Millions of Australians could get further tax cuts next year, with the federal government looking at extending a key measure before the election. It's part of the coalition's campaign platform, as a new report shows the economy taking another hit.
With just a few months until the next federal election, the coalition has returned to its old box of tricks.
Putting more money into people's pockets, rewarding aspiration, encouraging effort.
Pointing to the benefits of tax cuts already legislated, with unpublished Treasury analysis showing 11.7 million Australians will pocket an additional $10 billion in the first half of the year.
That will see someone on $60,000 pay $2,160 less tax this year.
And further cuts could be on the horizon. 7 News can reveal the Morrison government has commissioned new modelling to assess the impacts of extending the low and middle income tax offset. The measure, which gives Australians an additional $1,080 at tax time, was due to expire in June. The coalition is considering keeping it for another year.
There is good reason to be optimistic and confident about our future.
Federal Labor supports the government cuts and, unlike 2019, has ruled out imposing any new taxes.
Enough of these ridiculous scare campaigns on tax, which are just designed to try and distract people from the Morrison government's failures.
A new Deloitte report suggesting the Omicron variant is smashing the economy, but it's not as bad as previous waves.
Families and businesses are getting more used to this. We're getting better at juggling COVID despite all those cases.
Jacinta Lee, 7 News.
AFL stars are teaming up with Melbourne researchers to expose the dangers of poor sleep. A study of dozens of players has found a clear link between a lack of rest and mental health problems.
For AFL players, a few extra hours in bed could be just as important as time on the field or in the gym.
It is probably the biggest natural performance enhancer that we can have.
An Australian first study has found not prioritising sleep could see some athletes develop mental health issues.
In the general population, there's a very clear link between sleep and symptoms of mental health. Not much has been known about that relationship in elite athletes.
Monash University researchers monitored 68 male Collingwood and St Kilda players over 3 weeks. A quarter reported poor sleep quality and some insomnia.
We used sleep diaries, we used wrist-worn devices to look at objective, and we used clinical questionnaires.
St Kilda has already set up a sleep hub, equipped with an adjustable bed and relaxing music. Researchers say sleep doctors should be added to all AFL players' daily performance teams and one day across all sports.
No matter how many ice baths or compression garments or supplements that you go, nothing can beat that good sleep.
The findings make sense to Wayne Swass, who played 282 games while dealing with depression.
It's not just about on-field performance, it's also about what we do to support and also encourage players, male and female, to take better care of themselves, physically, mentally and emotionally.
Kathleen O'Connor, 7 News.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones trading 202 points lower. The Nasdaq is up more than 100 points. In London, the FTSE added and Germany's DAX gained. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed 209 points up. Hong Kong's Hang Seng down. The All Ords ended the session in the green and the ASX 200 finished up 23 points. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,819 an ounce. Oil is $84 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 72.12 US cents, approaching 83 Japanese yen and $1.06 New Zealand. A new documentary is set to explore how Prince Andrew became embroiled in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal and his ties to Ghislaine Maxwell. It's understood the royal recently met with the Queen at Windsor Castle as he prepares to face a civil trial on sex abuse charges in the US. Court documents reveal his legal team will argue his alleged victim, Virginia Giuffre, may suffer from false memories. The ITV documentary, entitled Ghislaine, Prince Andrew and the Pedophile, airs in the UK today. Investigators believe they've cracked the mystery of who betrayed Anne Frank. The little girl and her family were discovered in their safe house during the Second World War and sent to a concentration camp where she later died. A former FBI agent says artificial intelligence has led them to Jewish businessman Arnold Vandenberg. They allege he was a Nazi informant in an effort to save his own family. The cleanup has begun in the US state of Florida after tornadoes tore through Fort Myers. Winds gusted up to 190 kilometres an hour, ripping roofs off some houses and leaving others unrecognisable. At least 100 were damaged and 30 destroyed. The damage bill estimated to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. The life and career of Betty White is being celebrated in a special documentary on what would have been her 100th birthday. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. We're being given a behind-the-scenes look at some of her iconic films.
Yes, as part of the event, Jodie, what's happened here is that they've developed the documentary on 100 years of Betty White, almost 100 as it turned out. You'll recall she passed away on December 31st with a magazine cover already on the newsstands saying Betty White turns 100. Not quite. She was 2.5 weeks short of her landmark birthday. The comedian who delighted audiences all over the world, right back to before the Second World War, with some of the real testing transmissions of TVs, well known in America through the 50s and 60s, best known in Australia perhaps as the Golden Girl, one of the four in that comedy of the 1980s and 1990s. She passed away 2 weeks short, 2.5 weeks short of the landmark. Documentaries, a documentary on her life now showing at hundreds of theatres across the country, including in the landmark Chinese Theatre behind me on Hollywood Boulevard, with Betty White herself speaking about her extraordinary career.
Hello, I'm Betty White. I feel so fortunate to have had as great a career as I've had for as long as I have.
In a sense, her career goes on beyond her death now, with many will flock to see this documentary, and also some of those even in her hometown celebrating that 100 years even after her passing. Her birthday really is quite a milestone here in America, Jodie.
Okay, Tim Lester, thank you. A new study has revealed an unexpected benefit of Australia's lockdowns. Our life expectancy has risen by 8 months. The Australian National University study has found lower rates of illnesses and fewer road accidents are likely behind the increase. The largest gains are among older people.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In sport, the Australian cricket team ran into the last people they would want to see at a pub, the Barney Army. The players decided to have some fun with the English faithful while celebrating their 4-0 Ashes win, belting out some classic tunes.
Sweet Caroline, boom, boom, boom.
Aussie spinner Nathan Lyon couldn't help but have a dig at the old enemy.
If you 4-0 up, stand up.
Clearly putting in a lot of hard work, Manus Labuschagne and David Warner had an early night. Big Bash minor premiers, the Perth Scorchers are in hot form ahead of this weekend's finals. Slugger Mitch Marsh's 59 powered them to a commanding 6-wicket win over the Brisbane Heat. The 31-year-old was seeing the ball like a watermelon.
Mitchell Marsh, the sound off the bat.
Sixers all-rounder Moses Henriques had an unfortunate outing against the Strikers. He copped some friendly fire as his side lost by 8 wickets. Ash Barty has made a hot start to the Australian Open, only losing one game to beat Ukrainian Lizia Serenko in under an hour. Aussie John Millman is through to the second round after beating Feliciano Lopez in 4 sets. Champions Naomi Osaka and Rafael Nadal both had straight sets wins to move into the second round. The AFL has announced stricter umpiring interpretations that will come into play this season. Prior opportunity will be tightened up, with players to be given less time to get rid of the ball after getting tackled. Umpires will also crack down on players who delay play after a free kick gets paid. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough over the Northern Territory, Queensland and inland parts of WA is triggering some storms. Ex-tropical cyclone Tiffany and troughs through southern parts of the NT, South Australia and New South Wales is bringing rain, showers and storms, heaviest over the country's centre. Around the capitals now, Brisbane partly cloudy today, heading for a top of 31 degrees. Sydney showers with a top of 27. Canberra showers and 22. Melbourne partly cloudy, 21. Hobart a top of 19 degrees with some possible showers. Adelaide heading for 25, mostly sunny. Perth hot and sunny, 39 the top. And Darwin 33 with a likely storm. And that's 7 Early News for this Tuesday, the 18th of January, 2022.